I would like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to use that text by way of invitation this evening. Interestingly, the apostle, as he describes the danger of false teachers, he describes it in a number of different ways in different epistles, different writings, different contexts. But one of the ways he does, and this is something that can be seen in the Old Testament writings as well. When Israel went away from God, turned away from God, as infidelity, unfaithfulness to God. And the Apostle Paul, beginning in verse 1 of the text, kind of utilizes that kind of imagery with regard to individuals who might lead them astray or seduce them. He says in verse 1, "Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me, for I'm jealous for you. With godly jealousy, I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." And so there was the need for constant concern. We talked a little bit this evening about how the sheep can be easily led astray, and there is that danger of seduction. And as a result of that, there is that need to warn and to teach against error. But there is another point to be made in regard to this, is that we as Christians are presented to Christ as pure and chaste. That's what God expects us to be. It's the concept of sanctification, the concept of holiness, is one that is found many times in Scripture. It is a very important concept. I read an article just this afternoon where an individual was talking about how grace basically covers these sins, and that we should be more accepting of individuals who are profane, individuals who wear bikinis — those are two of the examples that were given in the text — and other kinds of indiscretions, because after all, they're Christians too. And the idea is that we're a little bit too holier than thou in our approach to things when we would admonish such individuals, especially when they're babes in Christ. Now, I understand the possibility of running someone off. Who we ought not to be running off, who we're supposed to be encouraging and teaching and strengthening. But that's really not what that picture was being drawn in that particular article was all about. Individuals who are not what you think they ought to be are still received by God. But the fact is that God is the one who expects purity. God is the one who expects holiness. And the Apostle Paul was worried about how the Corinthians might well become sullied in some way, and that's why he warned. That's why he taught. That's why he admonished. That's why from time to time he was downright strong in his denunciation of their sins. And so it's necessary that we present ourselves chaste before the Lord. That requires us to live godly lives, serve him acceptably, and to repent and change when we find ourselves to have faltered or fallen short in some way. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, knowing that there might be some who are here who need to rededicate themselves to the Lord, individuals who need encouragement or strength, individuals perhaps who need to acknowledge sin and ask for the prayers of their brethren that they might grow stronger and be able to better serve God. If you're not a child of God, it may be that you need to respond to the gospel this evening. Whatever your need may be, the invitation is extended at this time. We hope and pray you'll take advantage of it. Would you come while together we stand, while we sing?